Legal briefs in the news. Chicago trial attorney Karen Conti joining us now. Karen, good morning. Let's talk first about how people are betting on everything, on Poly Market and other sites. And they're even betting on wildfires now, aren't they?
They are. And, you know, you can bet basically on when it's going to start, when it's going to end, how much destruction it's going to cause. And it's very unseemly in some ways, but it's making huge amounts of money. And there are laws that are being proposed to stop people from doing these things. And, you know, the various states like Minnesota has tried to ban all prediction markets, and other states are bringing legislation to do just that.
And would all of this be upheld in the higher courts?
Well, there's a problem because the CFTC, which is the governing body of the federal government that basically covers commodities and futures, they're saying that they should be the ones regulating it. And they have really greenlit this whole thing. So they're coming in, the federal government is coming in and saying, no, states, you can't do this. We do it. So there's going to be a continued litigation, and probably the Supreme Court will have to weigh in.
We heard about that teleprompter operator at the White House who is being investigated because of what he did. Was it illegal or just unethical?
Yeah, apparently he was taking some of the words that Trump was going to use, and it was betting on whether Trump was going to say certain things. And he, of course, would know because he was the teleprompter operator. Yeah, it's illegal. There are statutes that specifically say federal employees cannot be betting while on property or while doing their duty. So if he was doing that in light of his duty, it's pretty clear that that's against the law. Plus, you know, it's just an invasion of secrecy, invasion of what's going on with his job and his confidentiality.
Let's talk about the latest on that proposed merger between Paramount and Warner Brothers. It's on pause right now. Now, here's what I don't understand. The federal government okayed this merger, so how is it that the states have temporarily blocked it?
Yeah, that's a good question, because it seems like once the federal government does that, the states would have to go along. But that's not the way it is with antitrust. The laws are very liberal to allow states to weigh in on whether they believe that there are antitrust monopoly type things going on. So 12 states plus California got together and brought this massive lawsuit in California to block it. And the judge, by issuing that temporary pause, kind of signals that she might be willing to break up this merger. And it is interesting, and it's happened before. This isn't the first time that states have gone forward with trying to bar these mergers when the government has already greenlit them.
What are the chances that this merger will eventually go through?
I'm thinking that it's going to be barred. I think this judge has signaled in her decision that there are issues that are very serious. And if you look at the economic fallout that could happen, again, I'm not an economic expert, but I mean, it could result in 6,000 job losses, fewer studios, fewer choices, a higher cable fees, fewer creative choices. It's a 30% market share. And that's a big market share in our country for a big industry. So my guess is that either there's going to be a ban of the merger, or there's going to be a settlement where they agree to do certain things and not do certain things to make sure that we don't have problems with our film industry.
So if Paramount does merge with Warner Brothers, you think there will be an effect on what we see on the streaming channels, what's at the movies? People will notice this, in your opinion?
I think they will, given what I've read, and it makes sense because this is merging two of the five big studios, and you know, you're going to put CNN and CBS together. You're going to put together all of these different these studios, and certainly there's going to be money involved because of the purchase of such huge amounts of money, $111 billion, which means that debt is going to result in higher prices, probably for cable and for films.
That's not good. Finally, we have something called the Grandparents Happy Hour Law. And this is something that will affect nursing homes. Tell us about this.
Well, this comes out of Minnesota. I just thought it was kind of a happy law. It, basically, the governor signed it saying that nursing homes and assisted living facilities should be able to serve alcohol at organized events. So, you know, if it's an opening day or a birthday party or a celebration for a holiday, that alcohol should be served, and we, if they want to do it, and it should be done well without a liquor license, basically saying that, you know, if just because you're a senior doesn't mean you shouldn't get to have a glass of wine if you feel like it.
So, wait a minute, assisted living facilities need a liquor license if they want to have alcohol on the menu?
Yeah, that's the rule, at least in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And in Illinois, there is no law about this, but you can have alcohol in your room if it's permitted by the facility. You just can't have an organized kind of serving of alcohol without a liquor license.
Karen Conti, and you can hear her on the radio Sunday afternoons here on WGN. Thank you, Karen. Have a good one.
You too, Bob.